Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Getting right out on the phone to Kathy Dunbar, who is Lansing City Council Vice President. Good evening, Kathy. How are you?
Good evening.
You're a busy gal, and you jumped out of a meeting to talk to us, so I appreciate your time this evening. An interesting proposal that has come up. To quote you, you said Lansing is facing an unprecedented budget dilemma. Boy, that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does. It's not quite the atomic bomb that was quoted maybe by our lieutenant governor, but you know, it's going to be a shocking change for folks who have watched us sort of balance these deficits in years past without a real noticeable change in services. And that's not going to be possible this year.
Well, we have talked with other folks about budgets. The only good news is that everybody's feeling these pinches. That doesn't help when you're one of those who's in it. The shortfall estimates are in the neighborhood of about $15 million, but that could go up, you say.
Yes. Today, I haven't heard the outcome of the discussions, but I know the state is discussing eliminating the personal property tax, and that generates $3 to $4 million for the city of Lansing. And there's also possible further cuts if the governor is true to his word, and we'll find out more next week about what he means about tying state revenue to best practices in local communities. I guess if we don't meet the grade for that, there could be other cuts, and that would be around $4 to $5 million. So what we project at 15 could end up being around 23. million out of a $103 million budget. It's a significant percentage.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very important what you said earlier. In the past, you've been able to maneuver things around a little bit without the public noticing reduction in services, and that is not going to happen this time. It's just not possible anymore.
No, I've actually, this is my sixth budget that I've worked on in the city, and then those prior, we've had deficits, none as large as this, but we've had deficits. And what we did was reorganize, and we regionalized some services. We consolidated some services. We've reduced the number of our workforce without having to lay folks off through attrition. And this past year, we started to feel it a little bit because we reduced our work week down from 40 hours to 36 with furlough days. And frankly, you know, we've done a good job of controlling our spending. We really have. The part of the puzzle now is how do we deal with revenue that we can't control?
And let's get right to your proposal, because I don't want to run out of time to get through that sufficiently.
Okay. I'm the chair of Ways and Means, and this year as that chair and last year as the chair of Intergovernmental, I'd been looking at how other communities are dealing with budget deficits around the state, trying to figure out if there's something that they're doing that we're not. Did they come up with a plan, consolidation, a regionalization that we didn't come up with? And what I found was we're ahead of the game in so many ways, because things that folks are considering in other areas, we've already done. So we start with nothing to cut, and we have to fill this huge gap. So my proposal, coming through Ways and Means at this point, is to ask the public, are you okay with the cuts that are going to be facing you as far as service, or would you be willing to add another $4 mils to your property taxes to help mitigate the damage? And it's a really unique situation for us, because we, with this millage vote in May, if we approve this, the public will have a chance to weigh in before we're required to verify the budget. So we'll know 2 weeks before the council votes whether they voted up or down, and we'll build a budget accordingly. Never before have I ever heard of the public having this much control over what we as elected officials do with their money.
Now the other piece of this, that going through some of the research and doing some reading, that I think is awfully important for folks to know, even let's go ahead and say the voters approve a $4 mil increase, which would be $4 for every $1,000 of property taxable value. conceivably they'd all be paying less, or many be paying less than they did last year in taxes.
Yes, I feel like I've gotten a PhD in municipal finance by doing this research. It's crazy. I can recite these numbers in my sleep. But the way that we calculate every year is we take your taxable value and we add the cost of living, the consumer price index, which this year is 1.7. We take your assessed value and we depreciate it by what is in the market right now is 10.27%. So 66%, for example, of residential property owners, their values are going down more than the cost of living increase is going up. So even with a 4 mil increase, they're still going to pay less in property taxes next year than they did last year.
Well, and this should make it much easier when folks get that concept to move ahead. And this would raise you're estimating and generate $8.5 million to the general fund.
Yes, and frankly, I think when people start to see that they're not, most people are not going to be paying more, that it's just going to give us more revenue to be able to work with. They'll still see a savings, but it generates enough for us that maybe we don't have to close so many, say, fire stations. Say we leave another community center open, and I know that those are terms that haven't been thrown out yet, but there is no way that we are not going to see reductions of that nature. And it's very personal when it gets to essential public services that affect folks in their neighborhoods. So this will be dedicated, like I said, to essential public services. They'll know where their money's going, police, fire, and roads.
Well, Kathy, I'm sorry that we can't have a longer discussion at this point. We will follow up on this, but thank you so much for taking the time to kind of give the folks a head up on what we're talking about here.
No, glad to share the information.
Thank you so much. Kathy Dunbar, who's Lansing City Council Vice President, happy to have her with us to talk about this 4 mil proposal going to the voters. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.